Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Advisor. I'd like to give a heartfelt thank you to our sponsor, Dr. Bradley Nelson, the New York Times bestselling author of The Emotional Code and The Body Code. Dr. Nelson's work is transforming lives worldwide, and we are grateful for his support on today's episode. Now, today on The Advisor, we have a very special guest. I'm thrilled to have her. Her name is Diaz Schwartz. She is a visionary, not behind Newt, but she is also the company who focuses on bio-intellect supplementation without filters and engineered for real absorption for the whole body to get real results. Welcome to the show. I really, I'm honored to have you on the show. Can you tell everybody a little about your background, maybe, and say hello to the audience and let them know a little about you?
Of course. Hi, Stacey. It's great to meet you. And I'm very excited to give a little bit of the background of where I'm coming from and about all this biohacking hype, what's going on, and
Yeah.
inspire people with everything, with all the options we're out there and what you can literally do for yourself to make life more enjoyable and to be very fit for any kind of prevention and understand what this whole myth about biohacking and microdosing is about. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about it and a little bit about myself. I was born in Germany on a farm, and very much connected with nature, very much connected with animals. And for me, my grandmother was a witch on a broom, so this is the way with all those herbs. This is the way I grew up, and
Yeah.
I understood how phytogens or herbs or roots or mushrooms would do their magic for us when I was very young.
Yes.
Then I was working for quite a long time in marketing, and then just my desire came back to, I studied neuroscience. I became a certified psychologist because many things, terrible things in my family happened, where I understood I really want to get to the bottom of all this depression issues, issues of mental health, issues of how does even what about all these cancer issues popping up left and right and people dying from it? And I wanted to understand more about it. And here I am today with a heart full of excitement and joy and happiness to be able to talk what we have achieved, what I have learned, and what is out there. There are a few secrets I'm very excited to share.
I'm very excited to hear them. Now, one of the things I wanted to know about is that what's the single biggest misconception in biohacking today? Because there's so many.
Yeah, that's very true. So literally that you can hack your biology with trendy powders or kind of overhyped pills, that doesn't work. If your gut is inflamed, talking about
Right.
our gut, right, is the I always say is the second brain. For me, is the first brain. Or your hormones are depleted, your supplements are filled with fillers. You mentioned it at the beginning.
Yeah.
Nothing gets absorbed. That is not biohacking. It's really expensive guessing. And that's a very friendly way of saying it because you just literally, and don't want to say the bad F word, but you're gonna up your whole system. And you
Yes.
have to be very conscious about it. So true biohacking restores your body's common systems, your hormonal, your cellular, your metabolic. So it can repair, adapt, and prevent disease. That is, of course, biohacking. And then, if you're able to combine all that, then of course, it is what? Longevity, right? This is what we are all after.
I tell people also all the time, really look at when you're going to buy something, really look at the ingredients. And especially if you can't say it, don't buy it. And
Exactly.
and also if you see a bunch of, supplements and vitamins and all these other things in there, think twice before you purchase the product and, and look to see how much of that actual ingredient is in the product. Because so many times I've seen products, they cost a fortune. You look at the ingredients in the back, and then, when you're looking for the main ingredient that really is what really makes the supplement work well, it's just a small percentage. And because there's so many different fillers that they use because it's so much
Oh,
cheaper. produce it, if they put this and this and this and this and this and this, and then you see, let's say if you're going to buy I'm just going to throw it out there. Let's say you're going to buy vitamin B12, and then you turn it over, and then you'll see like 20 different ingredients, and then you look at B12, and there's like a tiny bit of B12 in the vitamin, and everything else is just a bunch of fillers and to, or if you're going to get biotin for your hair and nails, and you're trying to make your hair thicker and so forth, you look at the back and there's a small percentage of biotin, and then you see all these different fillers and all these different ingredients that are going to harm your body. Over time, it just builds up in our body, and it destroys us after a while. It really destroys the body.
I agree, Stacey. And the problem is that if I would ask the audience now, hey guys, name some fillers. Everybody's like, oh, no fillers, no fillers. But if nobody even knows what fillers are, and it's just to name a few. And you said they do their damage over time. They really literally silently disrupt. Magnesium stearate, for example, it blocks absorption. And people think, oh, there is even magnesium in it. No. It's magnesium stearate. It blocks absorption. It's a very, very common filler. Maltodextrin spikes your blood sugar levels through the roof and fuels inflammation. If you take too much of you end up with diabetes. Titanium dioxide, for example, is even banned in Europe, still hides in most of the US supplements. And silicon dioxide, let me not forget one of the most important one. It really massively irritates the guts. You have all these fine, tiny little spikes everywhere. If you're trying to heal, and I feel this is very unfair because people, they work hard, they try to buy a supplement to support their body, they're trying to heal, but why would you swallow what really harms you? The thing is, it costs money to not fill a capsule with fillers. And this is what most of the people won't understand. And you mentioned that clearly. There's a lot of other things in there, but I'm trying to find my B12 or my whatever I want. I can't find it because there's so many other things. Yeah. People out there, turn the bottle, look at the label, read it. It's very important.
Yes, and at least in Europe, they're much stricter. In America, half the things that we use in America are banned in Europe. They don't allow in Europe. It's terrible what our
True.
system is doing. And sometimes people think just because it comes from a good store, it has to be good, but that's not necessarily true.
Unfortunately, you are very right, but also in Europe, I have to admit, maltodextrin, silicon dioxide, magnesium stearate is common practice.
It's
Awful.
sad. It is awful. What supplements and drips alone aren't the answer? What is actually the answer?
In fact, it's very important that a lot of people take supplements, but they can't absorb it. That is very important to understand that absorption is a very, very, very important part of it. One part is avoid filler, but the other part is an IV or a supplement alone isn't the answer. Let's have an example of vitamin D. It's really a perfect case study. Millions of people take vitamin D and they remain deficient. Why? Because if you take a vitamin D, for example, without magnesium or K2, and gut the to really support the gut integrity, it's biologically inert. This is the point. Biohacking isn't about adding more or put this and add this. It's about making what is truly usable, intelligent inputs, beats behind consumption every time. So really, really make sure that your supplement is you can absorb it well. And if you can't absorb it well, try to understand what the reason is. Very often there is a hormonal disbalance. If you have a hormonal disbalance, not enough pregnenolone, not enough DHEA, for example, you can't absorb vitamin D. So if the higher you go with vitamin D, you may maybe even hurt yourself, you harm yourself. Just make sure that the overall system is able to absorb it. So yes, one thing is no filler. The next thing is try to go for clean, good supplements which help you to absorb, to be help which help your body in order to be able to absorb it. But the most important thing is really for you to make sure that you have your blood picture done to understand what's going on in your body. Don't just eat random supplements. I shouldn't say that because I'm selling them, but it's not helpful for you at all.
I always say that. I always say that you should go for blood work on a frequent basis.
Definitely.
So you know what you're deficient in and you know what you need and you know what's sluggish in your body and so you have a clear understanding what your body really needs. And a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people just play doctor themselves and they guess and they or something that's really good on the label, so they just buy it. And I always say that go for your blood work, know where your body stands.
Absolutely, Stacey. Isn't that crazy? If something's wrong with your car, you wouldn't just buy any kind of fuel or any kind of whatever and put it in. But we do this with our body. It's just impossible. People should really think about it and make sure that they no longer do that. So I cannot agree more. Get your blood work done and integrate in your blood work your hormonal facts and where you're at your hormonal level. And I'm talking about not only testosterone or for men, for example, or adrenaline or cortisol. I'm also talking about the mother hormone, pregnenolone or DHEA to really understand where you are at. Because if your hormones are not in balance, your body is not able to biohack anything. That's very, very important.
It's very important because your hormones control your entire body, and if your
Yes.
hormones are not, or if they're off, then your body's going to be completely off. And then if you're throwing stuff into your body, you can throw your hormones off, and then your body can, you'll start noticing all these different symptoms, and it'll be because you're putting the wrong things in your body, and you don't
Absolutely. I like
Definitely.
that you're saying that, and even symptoms. If we talk about symptoms, even insomnia can be a symptom. Diarrhea can be a symptom. Bloating can be a symptom. Depression can be a symptom. Anxiety can be a symptom. Can be just a reason of an imbalanced hormonal system or hormonal issues within your body. And not even going that far that, the first time most of the people get in touch with their hormonal balance is when it goes to menopause or premenopause or mens when they struggle with testosterone or prostate health. But that is by far too late, guys. If you really talk about biohacking, get your hormonal details, check them out, and then you know where you're at. Because if your hormones are okay, then your body's able to absorb any kind of supplements, hopefully ones you would buy without fillers. But that is really, really the key. And that is the key also to long-term health. Because if your hormones are off, bad answers, bad problems, bad issues, really things where we don't want to talk about it in this podcast now, but very often this is then the answer from the body. So this is the key to
It
health.
is. And nowadays, especially in the United States, because we have such lenient laws and we put so much food out there with preservatives and a lot of different things that are harmful to the body, you're noticing that a lot of young kids are starting to develop imbalance in hormones at a very young age.
Absolutely.
Just the hormones that they were putting in the eggs and the nitrates they were putting in the chicken to make it plumper and all these pesticides they're using, a lot of the young little girls, they were developing menstruation at a very young age. They were developing
Eight
breasts.
or nine, yeah. It's awful. And then talking about this is one thing, but the other thing is, what do you do when you go with your kid and need some antibiotics? Because you really would need some. I'm not against antibiotics per se at all because it saves lives. But if you go there and even babies are resistant against antibiotics, yeah, ask yourself why. Because the mother is microdosing during pregnancy all the time, not consciously, thinking it does something good, but it chicken eating healthy? No, it's not. You're microdosing. We'll come to that later, but you're microdosing constantly hormones. And that is a problem for the body because it builds resistance. So you can literally die from it because you can't, you need antibiotics. Your body's not able to take it in. It has all this resistancy. It's a big issue, and you cannot agree more with you. It's one thing is really what do we eat? Nutrition is the key. Very important to look into that as well.
Definitely. I definitely feel that nutrition and supplementation integrate both together is really key for health, good health and longevity. And I can't tell you how many times that I've seen, think about it. When we were young, did you see all these allergies, these food allergies? There are so many allergies. We used to, in America, we used to celebrate kids' birthdays with cupcakes. They don't do that anymore because of the allergies. There's so many different allergies, like peanut allergies, this allergy, that allergy. When I grew up, we didn't have those allergies, and we have to ask that question, why,
Absolutely. And that is a good question. The moment we start asking these questions, we are able to take conscious decisions. And that is the most important thing, because then we're not attracted by kind of shiny pink labels, because we've really turned it around and we read it and we would understand what we want to eat, drink, or supplement. And if it's healthy, or if we're literally poisoning our body even more.
Exactly. So where does prevention fit all into this picture?
This is the part people mostly overlook. Biohacking is prevention. This is one, biohacking is prevention generally, because you shouldn't start looking after yourself when you're already sick. So
Yes.
biohacking per se is prevention. Chronic disease, including cancer, often begins with unchecked inflammation,
Yeah.
impaired detox pathways. We just discussed it, right? Mitochondrial dysfunction, hormonal collapse. By restoring those systems early, you change your entire health protocol. Prevention is key. So it's cellular repair, it's hormonal balance, it's
Yeah.
nutrient defense, food that switches on longevity pathways. It's not fringe anymore. This is where medicine is headed nowadays.
Yeah, for sure. Now, it's a lot of people would say, oh, that's a bold claim. But are you really saying biohacking can help prevent cancer? Because you talked earlier before we talked about before the show, you were saying that, biohacking can help with different illnesses. It could help improve, major things in our lives. How do you feel about, biohacking? Is this something that can really improve our overall health and improve, conditions from occurring, conditions that we actually have? Can it actually maybe lessen it? Because I'm not going to say the word cure, but maybe it could lessen the symptoms, make it not as severe, and so forth. What's your intake on that?
So it's a triple yes from my side. It's not only it, yes, it can heal cancer. Why? Why? And it's very simple, actually. I'm not talking about, if you have pancreas diagnosis, it's not like, oh, you do a little bit of biohacking, everything is great. This is nonsense. But what is cancer?
Right.
Cancers are cells which are dysfunctional or growing into all kind of different areas in the body, to really simplify it,
Yeah.
taking over the system and kind of eating you up from inside out. So it's cells which are out of control. So what are
Yes.
we doing? We just talked about it. What are we doing with biohacking? We are
Yeah.
feeding into we are feeding we are feeding into a healthy systems where cells are healthy. So yes, cancer biology is rooted in dysfunction. We can measure oxidative stress, broken cell signaling, impaired immunity. Biohacking tackles this upstream, optimize mitochondria, repair gut, liver pathways,
Yes.
modulate hormones, to say that one more time, and feed cells phytonutrients that flip the anti-aging switches. And anti-aging, I'm not only talking about wrinkles. If
Yes.
cells are dying, we are aging, right? It's also a
Right.
very simple thing. So this is not
Exactly.
magic. It's biochemistry aligned with nature. It's a
Yeah.
triple yes. Look into this biohacking topic from a completely different perspective and look it up from a preventional point of view. And also, if you're going through a chemotherapy, for example, what are you doing? They are killing those cells, right? And they have to, the cancer cells. But what can you do on the other hand to stabilize your immune system? And then we're again back with biohacking.
Yeah.
So maybe that makes sense. And it's not about, oh, Dia is here, she's talking about you can heal cancer with biohacking. No, just look into it. What does it mean? What does cancer
Exactly.
mean? What does biohacking mean? And how can I really help myself? And I feel this is so important. People
Yes.
should have tools in their hand to be able to understand what the issue is. You know,
Yes.
a friend of mine has breast cancer, and she's like, "Dear, you know, I don't even know what's going on within me. I feel like I get goosebumps talking about it." And people don't know what that is. They feel like, okay, and then it's something artificial, and doctors are doing something, and then it will heal. Will not. You know, you eventually get rid of cancer cells, but that is not healing. And we
Right.
know that. You see, and yeah, I can only invite the people to dive into that because there's a lot of help for yourself with own tools you have in your hand to understand your body and work with it, not against it, and support medical care by supporting your immune system and your gut.
Now, can you explain to people why it's so powerful, biohacking? Because I think a lot of people don't understand biohacking because you don't, there's a lot, there are a lot of myths out there, but there are a lot of people who are uneducated when it comes to supplementation and taking these supplements and how it actually works in the body. Like we touched in the beginning of our conversation, but sometimes I think people, they just see the label, they just see what it can do, and they just grab it. And you know, can you explain why it's so powerful? Like we've been talking about this now, but can you explain to them like what it actually does? Like can you go a little bit more deeper than what we have
Yes,
been?
I'm very happy to do that. And I want to bring in a few more compounds here in that to that conversation, because biohacking is just one word, you know, but what is biohacking? We talked about it at the beginning. So the next question is, okay, what do I need? We
Yes.
talked about, you know, hormones. This is central in all way because it's a control panel of the body. Pregnant or
Yes.
wrong, we talked about it. It's your mother hormone.
Yeah.
It plumps by 60% in midlife, collapsing progesterone, estrogen, testosterone, even cortisol stability. If we do not, and DHEA drives repair, immunity, longevity, without
Yes.
restoring them, without biohacking the body, so to speak, you can't
Yeah.
fully rejuvenate or prevent any disease. So again,
Exactly.
hormonal precision is prevention, and its purest form. So it's very, very important to look into that from that perspective. If you want to biohack, you need to make sure that you have enough sleep, that your nutrition is very, very conscious. What
Yes.
am I eating? When am I eating? And then, do I get enough phytonutrients? We also will talk about that. Phytogens are very, very important. And what is odd, it's another crazy, crazy word. Actually, it's not. It's just a very simple word, and it's just a bioactive compound from plants. It's rich
Yes.
in antioxidants, enzymes, again, hormone modulating effects. So just think of them as cellular messengers. Have your broccoli, have your curcumin. You know, it's all it balances your estrogen, and it supports your mitochondria. Those compounds, for example, they regulate detox, immunity, and aging in a cellular level. So
Yes.
phytogens are the bridge between food and pharmacology, if that makes sense. They are
Yeah.
essential, you know, if we talk about biointelligent supplementation or talk about biohacking. So yeah, the plant intelligence at work is very, very, very important for us. And it's not only a term, is we work with the power of phytogens with NUT, for example, in most of our products, because I really believe in them. They work for the body, and they
Yes.
act like tiny pieces of biological software.
Yeah.
Because they understand themselves. You take curcumin and it tells the inflammatory genes to switch off. You
Yes.
take resveratrol and it tells the mitochondria to actively repair. You take
Right.
quercetin and grape seeds, and it whispers to your blood vessels, "Hey, stay flexible." These are phytogens. That's a very important part for biohacking. And
Yeah.
then, of course, nootropics. You know, that's why we named our company Noot, because
Yeah.
nootropics are the natural compound that support your brain performance. We all know this brain fog. You know, this we can't think straight, or we are super tired. But nootropics go by far, far, the impact goes by far beyond focus. They
Yeah.
enhance your neuroplasticity. They are known, very well known, and prevent to slow down Alzheimer.
Yeah.
They support for emotional regulation. They support you with memory. And of course, again, it's this long-term cognitive health topic, this dementia topic, which we are all like, oh my God, you just mentioned all these allergies. Well, people suffering from dementia now. There's a
Yeah.
reason for that, right? So at Nuit, we really work with a lot with nootropics like lion's mane, bacopa, ginkgo biloba. These support your nerve regeneration, stress resilience, and the recovery on, for example, also long COVID and burnout issues. So it's all biohacking is not about overstimulation in one sentence. It's about a real neural repair and supporting mental balance, supporting your immune system and
Right.
making sure you can heal from inside out and not enforcing your body,
Yes.
nourishing your body.
And I'm so glad you brought up sleep and you brought up nutrition, because so many people that I've come across think that you can pop a pill and you'll feel better. And then you ask them what their diet is and you ask them how their lifestyle is, and they stay up late. They don't eat good foods. You know what? Let's ask why cancer is up. Have you ever seen all those preservatives? You know, so many things in our society in America, because I'll say America because it's different in Europe, but we have such colored food, so many dyes and so many foods just to make it look bigger and fresher and more attractive to the eye. But all those dyes cause cancer. All those preservatives to make food bigger and plumper cause cancer. All these things that, you know, that people are putting in their bodies that aren't fresh, that aren't, you know, that's why there's so many people, you know, I come from Greece. All my aunts and great aunts lived very long because everything they ate was in the backyard, you know. And but you know, people here eat so many foods with so many preservatives, and that instigates cancer. That is one of the causes of why we have cancer, the microwaves,
Absolutely.
everything.
And dementia and depression.
Yes.
The gut, you know,
Yes.
and you just said something which really resonates with me. You said at the beginning, oh yeah, no, you know, I sleep well, I do biohacking. And then you ask me, okay, what do you take? Oh yes, now I take this melatonin. It really helps me. And people don't understand. The moment you take melatonin longer than 3 days, you are freaking hooked up.
Yep.
Why? Because by coming back to the hormones, it's not a podcast about hormones, but it's where it all comes down to, nails, you know, nails down to it. If melatonin is a hormone which is produced by your own body. So come on, Stacey, if we take melatonin 3 or 4 days, it's common sense that your body reduces its own production and you're
Yep.
hooked up. And then thank you. The only person who will be rich after that is first the supplement industry and secondly your doctor. And then
Yeah.
third, like your psychiatrist. Because if you have no longer you are not able to sleep without it anymore. If you have
Yeah.
no sleep, and then all the other circles start. And it will first start you gain weight, you are moody, and so on and so forth. We know all that. It's
Yeah.
all these spirals. And that's why it's so great to talk about it. Because
Yeah.
actually, not very confusing. We just need to understand that it's our responsibility to look into it, to really make sure that we eat good food. And you mentioned your backyard. I'm sure with your grandmas or your aunts, this is phytogens and
Yeah.
adaptogens and all these fancy words, just living, growing in the back garden of your aunt in Greece. It's just all there. It's nothing which even costs a lot of money. We just need to consume it consciously.
Right. I had a great aunt that lived to 103. She used to pick daisies from the ground. She'd dry the daisies up, and then she'd make not daisies, I'm sorry, dandelions, and she would make dandelion tea, and that detoxifies your body. And that would be her thing
Absolutely.
at night. She would always drink dandelion tea, and she lived to 103. And you know, so
God.
it's like, you know,
That's
they did
great.
everything so naturally, you know,
And
and
what is dandelion? Dandelion is a hoo-hoo-hoo, a phytogen. So, you know, it's like all those fancy words. Just
Yeah.
pop them down and then you feel more comfortable with them because you know you can just consume and buy and get them easily.
Yes. And when you take things like for sleep, like you mentioned, the potency after taking it for so long starts to decline. Then you need more, and then you want more, and then you lose it because it loses the effect after you take it for so long. So people don't
Absolutely. And
realize
also, there is an answer to that. And it's very interesting because we did a lot of studies and we created a product. It's called Deep Sleep. And it's about, we made it with, coming back to the phyto topic, we made
Yeah.
it with phytomelatonin. So, phytomelatonin is as powerful as melatonin, but non-habit forming. Obviously, it
Right.
costs 10 times more. So it's, you can't just sell your bottle for $9.99. You gotta charge a little more. But it's not super expensive, but it's healthy.
Right.
You can do it. And my son is 13, and you know, when he 13, oh my God, he's 15 now. But he has a lot of anxiety before he goes to exams, and sometimes he can't sleep well. You won't give a teenager any sleeping pills, but why not supporting him with a little bit of magnesium and phytomelatonin, lemon balm, helping him to have a restful sleep. Next morning, some microdosing of genius mushrooms, obviously no psychedelics, but really making sure that you can really support your brain.
Yeah.
You can do a lot of things with tiny, healthy things. You really try to, you nourish your body. And you
Yeah.
don't get it hooked up to enforce it or harm it even more.
Exactly. Now, give us the myths that no one talks about like the dirt truths when it comes to a lot of the things that they sell, in the stores.
Oh my God, yeah, there are a few. Let me think about it. Oh yeah, one, probiotics. Without prebiotics, zero colonization, just a waste. Waste of money.
Yes.
Fish oil oxidized, basically cellular toxin. Ashwagandha microdosing. I hear so much about ashwagandha. I do ashwagandha microdosing. Nonsense. Ashwagandha at 300 milligram is just non-therapeutic. Will help nothing, you know.
Yeah.
Collagen without vitamin C won't build collagen. And coming back, and that's a very important point. I want to say that out loud here. Whenever you take collagen, you have to be very well aware you're consuming hormones, you're consuming antibiotics. I've never seen a collagen which is organic. It's impossible. And you're consuming trauma, and you're consuming a lot of fear and everything because it's in the cells of the animals from the slaughterhouse. You know, it's very important to talk about that. We just talked about it. People take every day collagen, and then they wonder why they have resistance against antibiotics. It's why we created a vegetarian collagen. Again, a little more expensive, but it does its job, and you're not harming your body with some poisoning stuff or really things which harm you more than would do you any good. So a few more myths. Oh yes, all these NAD creams. I don't mean NAD plus creams. I don't know if you have seen them. It's just cosmetic fantasy. It must enter the cells. And if you have an NAD product, make sure it's with precursors. Otherwise, you don't biohack. It's just a waste of money. NAD plus with precursors. Only with pills, not with or with supplementation creams. Forget about it. And you mentioned detox. Yeah, your beautiful grandmother or your aunt. You know, she made this Dandelion tea or extract. That is a fantastic detox option. But most of the detox drinks, most of them contain more sugar, and therefore they harm you more than they would detox you. Yeah, constant melatonin use. We discussed that will hook you up and slow down your natural production. Another one is curcumin. A lot of curcumin products that don't have piperine. Piperine, the black pepper, I'm sure you know that. 90% wasted because your body will not be able to absorb it properly. The moment piperine is in, costs a little more, but your body can literally consume it, soak it in, and is able to work with it. So bioavailability with a curcumin with piperine is 150 to 200% higher. And maybe the last one I want to think of is all this B12, because you mentioned it, a synthetic B12, for example, is in fact liver burdening and it's very poorly absorbed. So yeah, there's a lot of things you want to look into.
Yeah, and you had mentioned earlier, you said about before the show, about caffeine. Now, what about caffeine?
Yeah. People are like, oh, caffeine is biohacking. No, caffeine is not biohacking. Caffeine will just give you a push and then will give you a crash. And then when you have this crash, how you get out of it? You need sugar. So you instant spiral, right? So it's actually the opposite. I love and enjoy my espresso every morning. I'm not against that, right? It's just, again, consciously. Don't start with an espresso. Start with warm water. Put in some lemon. Give your body your cells. Your body's 80% made out of water. Make sure your cells can move and everything which is not invited to be there. Make sure you can literally flush it out by drinking something in the morning. Then enjoy your espresso. Enjoy a little portion of caffeine. That's fine, but don't overdo it. I see these persons in America walking around with these big bottles of coffee. I have no clue if they have ever thought what they're doing to their body, to their gut. And yeah, if you want to age fast, enjoy a lot of coffee. This is
Exactly.
the opposite of longevity.
Yeah, it is. But I sometimes I don't know if it because if people don't know or they don't care or one or the other or
Maybe
both.
both. Maybe both, but then I see them in one hand with a big bottle of coffee, and on the other hand, I see them buying some sleeping pills or buying some adaptogens or trying to, how do I regulate my stress and cortisol levels? Maybe think about your caffeine consumption first.
Exactly. And let's shift into what Newt actually uses. What are nootropics and how do they fit into this picture?
Yeah, we touched it already a little bit. So let's do a little deep dive. They are natural compounds that really support your brain performance, and it's very good for prevention. But as I mentioned, you can use them very well if you have a high demand in work. You have a 10 hours of podcast, Stacey, and you want to stay fit and you'll feel like, oh, I had not, such a great sleep. You can always use nootropics in its purest form. You can have a ginkgo tea, or you can use, as we use them a lot, the mushrooms. And we talked about lion's mane, but there is tiger smoke, there is reishi, there is chaga, there are so many great mushrooms which are evidently based, scientifically backed up, really doing you good as great adaptogens, helping you to adapt to stressful situations, or you're trying to prepare for the Iron Man or for whatever it is. You really want to support your body from inside out. So nootropics do that. But again, they're not only for brain performance. It goes by far beyond that. And also coming back to biohacking and to support you on any kind of mental issues. Talking about brain fog, talking about memory loss, talking about, also a lot of stress which comes up when you have anxiety, you have a big performance on stage, or you have your exams by the end of the year, or you have an important interview. This is a firework in your brain, and your brain maybe start overthinking. And what is happening then? Your hormonal levels go through the roof. Cortisol, adrenaline, all is out of balance. Nootropics help you to balance that very well. I hope that makes sense. I'm a
Oh,
big
it
fan.
definitely does. It does. Now, when it comes to stress is everywhere. How do these plants help us adapt instead of just cope with stress? And why do you have them in so many of your products?
So as I said, we work with them with nootropics, with adaptogens, with phytogens, but maybe we talk a little bit about the adaptogens, because they are nature's way of retraining our stress response generally. They don't sedate or they don't overstimulate, they do balance. And I'll name a few: ashwagandha, rhodiola, holy basil. They fine-tune cortisol. They protect your nervous system. They restore your energy rhythm. So without that foundation, no biohacking tool or longevity tool can work. It's very important to have them. From my understanding, it's very important to have them in your products because people want to adapt to their stress levels. People want to support their body and their immune system. So yeah, adaptogens, phytogens, nootropics are the key players for me for biohacking and longevity.
I love that. Now, why is your product different than other products? And what benefits taking your products against others?
Thank you for asking that because my team would be very unhappy if I would not talk about it. I'm getting so excited talking about all the other things which are so important to look after you, after your body.
Yeah.
And with Nude, I just feel very privileged to inspire people that there is so much out there. Again,
Yeah.
it's not, I don't want to answer, your question like, oh, just take this supplement from Nude. I'll take
Right.
love names and everything is great in your sexual life. No, it's not. A pill, sorry, will never cure your pain or will never cure anything. You got to dig a little bit deeper, but I think we discussed that. And why are
Yes.
we different? Because we are more an integrative medicine brand or company, I would say, than a supplement company, because we try to go to the root of the symptoms. And
Yeah.
that means that we really, of course, there is no fillers. You won't find any filler. The opposite. We work with a prebiotic blend to stimulate the gut and make sure that it's very well absorbed. Of course, we love animals. We've never tested on animals. We only test on family and friends. So Stacey, I'll call you when we have our new product line coming up. We
That's all.
never test on our animals. We test on family and friends. And of course, we work with clinics very closely to understand when there are serious conditions. And we talk about depression, we talk about cancer, we talk about hormonal imbalances. It's very
Yes.
privileged, honestly. If you and me, we are only talking about longevity and biohacking today. It's beautiful to stay young and be feel good and so on and so forth. But we're facing a lot of very, very tough medical conditions nowadays. And therefore, yeah, we are very different. And if you look into our portfolio, you find a lot of hopefully inspiration and hopefully answers to that what you've been longing for. And yeah, and this goes, of course, beyond that scope what we're discussing today, because, and you mentioned
Right.
it earlier, it goes towards infertility. It goes all these, unsexy topics you don't want to talk about. Problems with your stamina, problems. We have a product called Alpha Male because so many men out there consume or go to these crazy testosterone injections. It's
Yeah.
unbelievable how harmful that is,
Yeah.
and what it does to your body. So therefore, we try to create answers and inspirations for demands, if that makes sense. That makes
Yeah.
us very different. And demands not only what brings money, because there will be a lot of products where we'd be like, okay,
Yeah.
what is that actually? But then if you just read why we're doing it, you resonate with it and hopefully find the product which will inspire you, help you, and hopefully will be a good partner for you to feel great on your wellness journey and to own it, because that is something which is different. Nude
Yeah.
is immunity, and it's not only about taking a supplement, it's making sure that you feel better, well
Yes.
connected with your body, and you nurture your body, and most importantly, you understand why you're doing it. This
Yes.
is Maybe that was a long answer, I'm sorry, but this gets me very
Oh.
excited. It has been a long, long journey so far.
Yeah, well, I think you're doing a great job, and it's so important that people understand that it's not just taking, the nootropics. It's also changing your nutrition, making sure you get enough of sleep and renewing your body, doing everything together, it integrates, and then you see the positive changes. But if you're going to have a hamburger, and French fries and a Coke, and then you're going to try to take, a supplement to make yourself feel better, well, it's not going to work. And you have to really change your lifestyle and change your way of living, and then use, nootropics to and integrate all those together, and then you'll start seeing changes. A lot of times people will see little changes in 3 months, and then they'll see bigger changes in 6 months, and then they'll see more changes as time goes on,
Absolutely.
because that's the way it takes time to kind of like you to feel the changes in your body. You'll see little changes, and then it'll build and build and build and build, and then you'll get to that point like, wow, I feel great, but have to really, understand that it's a lifestyle change, and supplementation is like a medicine. They've been using supplements like a medicine for years, for tens of thousands of, years. It goes all the way back. We can go all the way back. And supplements are like medications, and you have to change your whole way of living, if you really want to see strong positive results. And I think you're doing a great job. Now, if you really wanted to take today's conversation, you wanted to really emphasize on some important factors, what do you want the listeners to understand today?
For me, it's very important that the listeners, that we can inspire the listeners, that the most important part here is to understand and own your own health journey. Don't let anybody take it away from you. It's your body. Love it, nurture it. And if your body has a dysfunction, try to understand why. Go to the root of it. And there are answers. And yet, sounds, oh, you have to change your lifestyle. You have to do this. You have to do that. It's tiny changes, Stacey. Drink
Yes,
warm
little tweet.
water. Don't fill up. Don't do crazy eating before you go to bed. Put your phone away a little earlier. Be aware of frequencies. Be aware of your surrounding. Which people am I surrounded with, you know? And try to live the change you want to see. That is the
Yes.
most important thing. Don't
Oh.
buy any pill, not from us, not from anybody, thinking it makes a change for you. It
Right.
will support you, yes. And there are a lot of supplements. They work from the first days. Genies mushrooms, for example, they work from the first days. It's the mushrooms. It's not nude. It's not me. It's not us. It's those beautiful things that grow in nature and they're well known. So, what I want to give away, what I want to, what would be my, like my closing words, my invitation from the bottom of my heart is that we can really make the world a better place with
Yes.
conscious eating and conscious behavior. With our body and taking responsibility, what
Yeah.
we eat, because we are what we eat, and that will have a massive impact to all the surrounding, and also, you know, to the people and the animals we live with. We make a big difference here, with the moment we change our behavior and our level of consciousness, to also feed in, to our highest duty, I feel, is to make sure that we give something back to Mother Earth and we don't only take. Everything is a circle. Just, you know, give a little bit and give as much as you can to yourself, because it's this only one, only beautiful life we are living.
I love that. I love that. I think it's so important that people understand that, if we just do those little tweaks, like you mentioned, it can just change a person's life. I'm so glad you came on the show today. Now, you mentioned that there was some type of promotion that you wanted to offer.
Oh yes. If you're interested, so as I said before, we are, you know, we're a great community and people are curious and we learn and we grow together and we work on the demands of the community, whatever they come up with and whatever the issues they have. So feel free to go on the website www.nut.us and there you find our products. And when you have the code STACY50, you get 50% off first come, first serve of the first 100 products. And we continue with a promotion called STACY25 for the next 2 weeks. So feel free to test the products, feel free to give us feedback. And we are super happy to welcome anybody, also with any kind of questions you may have after the podcast. I'm super happy to answer them or my team to support you on your wellness journey.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Now, where can people find you and where can they find your products?
So they can find us on the website, as I said, on nude.us. They also find us on Amazon, everywhere, you know, that is, we are available there. And of course, we have an Instagram channel, nude.world. You'll find us there as well.
Wonderful. Well, this has been amazing, Claudia. I thank you so much for coming on the show. This is, you provided so much information from all different areas, and I think it's really important because a lot of the stuff that you mentioned, I guarantee you, a lot of people didn't realize. And so, I really thank you for coming on the show, and not just sharing your wonderful product, but sharing a lot of health information that could really help people improve their lives. So, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing your knowledge and your wisdom with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for holding the space, Stacey. And yeah, we will see each other again for sure. And I'm very, very happy that I had the opportunity to talk about it today. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. You have a great day.
You have a great day. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.